Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I got a couple of weird questions for you.
No, I really do.
You know, yesterday we were talking a little bit about how much you are going to be spending on the holidays, right? Because whether we want to, I'm with you, by the way, that the poor Thanksgiving penguins are being ignored. I'm now all in on Thanksgiving penguins. You know, I go through this battle each and every year with Heidi. Heidi, as you know, has an unbelievable collection of Christmas items. Now, they're lovely, they're fantastic, and we've been married now for a long time. And I love them. I love them. I'm Jewish, though. And so we have this, we've had an agreement forever and ever. Look, I enjoy the Christmas decorations probably more than she does. And it's always embarrassing for me to be involved in any way with Christmas decorations, because honestly, the heck do I know? And I have my little Hanukkah shtetl, the little village where I set up my Hanukkah stuff, and everybody walks by and says, oh, that's sad, and then just keeps going to all the good Christmas stuff. But we've had this agreement. Now, I think I got the big victory here because the kids are all Jewish. We raised the kids Jewish, but, you know, we decorate. What can I tell you? So I have felt for the longest time with my lovely bride that she wants to go from Halloween directly into Christmas and completely and totally ignore Thanksgiving and the contributions that were made by the pilgrims, the Native Americans, and all that other good stuff. Right? This year has been especially problematic. Why? Because Thanksgiving is the very last possible Thursday available, which means there's a whole extra week, which means that Heidi is just feeling totally ripped off. You know the way this is. 11:59 on October the 31st. Christmas FM, which is the best Christmas radio stuff anywhere. It's from Ireland. They've been doing it forever, long before anybody else decided, how are we going to play Christmas music starting in Independence Day or something? But that goes on. It goes live, and it's on in the house, and what am I going to do, right? So we have Christmas FM on. But she's always had a wonderful Thanksgiving representation, a fall representation. I mean, the Halloween pumpkins just get turned around, right? They have the Halloween faces on one side, but they're just pumpkins on the other side. They get turned around. She brings out the pilgrims. And I know you're thinking, Jeff, you said penguins before. Well, I'll explain that in a second. So this year has really been a bit of a dust-up. So we were sitting having dinner, and I'll remind you that dinner at our house takes place at our bar. And you know what else takes place at our bar? The happy hour. And I, well, we had already done happy hour. So when we started talking about Thanksgiving, even though we were at least in theory talking about the pilgrims, I kept saying penguins. So now I'm totally committed to having penguins on display here to represent Thanksgiving, which makes no sense to anybody except maybe to me. But she is going all in. And then I thought, well, okay, you know what? Fine. Let's do it. So the other day, we're at home, and we purchased a number of things I had no idea we desperately needed, but we desperately needed them, including a number of inflatables. Then I got some pushback. Jeff, come on, why are we doing inflatables? This should be more, you know, swelligant or something. I said, well, because it's fun. And we came back to this. It's fun. Right? We're doing all of this because it's fun. The boys don't care. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. At 20-something years of age, each of them, they really don't care. Now, maybe at some point they've got their own kids, they'll care again. You know, if we ever have grandkids, maybe the grandkids will care. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. So right about now, we're doing it because we like it. And I said, well, then the heck with it. Let's just go all in. But I still want penguins, and I want some inflatable penguins to properly represent Thanksgiving and the miracle that happened when the Indians, the Native Americans, taught the penguins that corn was really, really good or something like that. Again, your mileage may vary depending on whether it is pre or post happy hour. Yeah. So that being said, we're just trying to figure out how far we're going to go. And one of the things that came up, as I said, we have had for the longest time at Heidi's direction only white lights twinkling, right? White lights are swelligant. That's what you have because that's I don't know, sophisticated, I guess. Now we're going all in on stuff that is not like that, but I think it's going to be fun. And it brought us to this conversation of how do you feel? And this is what I want to get from you. How do you feel right about it? Are you white lights or colored lights? Because the colored lights, the multicolored lights, are invariably on homes that have families with little kids in operation right now, right? Once those kids leave, are you still doing multicolored lights, or do you sort of graduate into the pure white light? How are you feeling? And we were listening to a radio station. It's called LBC, and it's in London. It's London Talk Radio. Why do we do that? I don't know. Heidi is in control of that device, so that's what we do. And, you know, I like living in the master bedroom and being happy, so I go along with it. What are you going to do? But there's a woman on the air over there who had written this really interesting article, and Heidi and I said, you know what? This ties into a lot of folks that we know, and maybe it even ties into us. Maybe it ties into you, and that's where I want us to just touch base with it a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, I know there's important stuff like the Epstein files, which, by the way, are showing that it was Democrats who were up to their beady little eyeballs in relationships with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing with Donald Trump. Apparently not really anything with Republicans. So it's one of those always be careful what you wish for things. We'll get to that, I promise. And the cost of things and, you know, everything that's wrong in the world. Believe me, there'll be plenty of death and destruction before the day is over. But right now, this woman is a presenter and a writer over on this LBC, and she wrote this piece about whether she does or does not feel wealthy. And it has just taken off on their station with all of these conversations, and people are talking about how much money they make, and whether they do or do not feel wealthy. Do they feel rich? And she let a little something slip. She talked about her income, which according to her I'm just pulling up the article here. According to her, is well into the six figures, so 100,000 pounds plus. She lives in Notting Hill, which is, you know, the snootiest of the snooty. You've seen the movies, right, with Notting Hill? I mean, my God, the whole neighborhood stars in these movies, it seems. And she says, even though she makes a lot of money, and I don't know how far into the six figures she is, but apparently she's in the top 10%. So if I did, what does it say? Okay, so she is making, I guess, close to a half million pounds each and every year, something like that. She says, even though she's in the top 10%, she doesn't feel rich. And here's what she lets slip. She pays a 62% tax rate. 62% of her income goes to pay taxes. All that free stuff they have over there, man, that's really expensive, huh? So anyway, I'm just curious. I just want to throw it out there. I think it's a fascinating discussion because Heidi and I look at salary, which absolutely says we're not rich. We look at revenue and income from business and investments, and we go, oh, okay, we're doing all right. But I don't think we ever feel rich, except when we say we don't have to think twice about some things that in the past we've absolutely had to think twice about. But here's the other odd part about this. We are still to this day, and I think always will be till we're long buried, we're always looking for the bargain, right? We're looking at the yellow tag meat. Honest to goodness, when we're going to Walmart or Food Lion, they got yellow tags on it, we're kind of drawn to them, you know? And believe me when I tell you, we're not quote wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. We're middle class. In the past, we've done really well. Currently, meh. But again, it's not just based on one thing. So anyway, where are you? I want you to give me a shout, all right? On the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Because living here in our beloved Commonwealth is about to get way more expensive. Way more expensive. The Virginia Democrats have already introduced a whole bunch of legislation. And you know what it does? It doesn't in any way lower the cost of anybody's living. It's not going to do anything to address high prices except to make them higher. They're talking about all sorts of additional mandates. It's craziness. So again, hit me up on the James River Air text line. Grab any piece of this that you want. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Just a quick look here, 804. Jeff, I love that all the Democrats are on the Epstein list. Ha ha. Yeah, you're right. 804, Jeff, what's up with Charles only doing a news report at the top of each hour with two stories and no market report? Is that now the new norm? I think our newsroom is still broken. Jerm, is that right? We're still, I don't know, something is broken, so something's not working, I think, is what that means. I'm sure it'll be addressed ASAP. I apologize for that. Well, no, I don't apologize for it. But it is what it is. I think it's newsroom is still has a hamster missing or something. All right, so we got all of that straight ahead. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. Just hit me up on that. Let me know what you're thinking. And yeah, part of it is fun, the white lights versus the colored lights. But is there more of a message there? Right, if it's all white lights, isn't that it's sort of a step above, isn't it? Colored lights, or are colored lights something that you've just decided, hey man, I'm hanging on to. I'm never getting rid of those. You tell me. And then this bigger piece of the wealth. Right? Do you feel wealthy? I know folks, I'm telling you. I know folks who are just flat out rich. I don't see them doing stuff that's super fancy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what I mean? And I think that's how and why they get to be super rich. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 322, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm taking a look at some of the notes coming in here. Now, Jeremy advises, and I want to share what Jeremy said here on the light issue. He said that he has the multicolored lights always. He wants to stay young. Quote, I grew up with white lights, so I graduated backwards. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Friend of ours down in Chesterfield says, Jeff, white lights all around our house, inside and out, front and backyard. However, I love the multicolored lights, so I just finished hanging some in my office. The white lights are more sophisticated, in my opinion, but I definitely do not feel rich. I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, we always did pure white lights. I guess we still are. Again, these are pieces of information I'm only made privy to afterwards. So I'll give you a full report when I know exactly what it is that we're going to do. But that being said, Ann from RBA hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Good afternoon, Jeff. I am far from rich, and if the prices keep going up, I will be moving into a large cardboard box. Thanks. Jeff, 804, says, I don't understand why Democrats continue to vote for Democrats that raise taxes and institute other mandates that cost themselves more money. Are they idiots? Well, they're socialists, and they really do believe that it's the millionaires and billionaires that pay for everything. Well, maybe they are idiots. I don't know. 804, Jeff, you're talking about the British lady paying 62% marginal tax rate. Virginia's headed to 50% marginal tax rate after the crazy Democrats changed the top rate to 10%. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. 804, Jeff, you got to go with the multicolored lights. The white lights are totally boring. 804, Jeff, Democrats are now saying the white lights are indications of white supremacy. Yikes. Is that right?
I don't know.
B in Richmond, Jeff. Multicolored lights on anything outside, but white lights only on the inside, especially the tree. There is no discussion.
Wow.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see. Jeff, Mike from Paris. Hey, Mike, how are you? We haven't chatted with Mike in a while. He says, feeling rich is when one has great family and relationships. Dollars in excess changes those rich relationships, unless it's used for really help. It doesn't change those rich relationships unless it's used for really helping others. That could provide a feeling of being blessed by helping folks in real need. Yeah. I agree with you. As far as UK taxes are concerned, I'd admit that's enough to depress anyone, regardless of income. Please remember, free stuff is not free.
Exactly.
You know who is beginning to acknowledge that? Is that despicable, Jew-hating, cop-hating communist who's going to be the mayor of New York City. What is it, Moron Zamdani or Zamdan Marorty? Whoever it is, you know who I'm talking about. He's just now figuring out, hey, all this free stuff I promised cost a lot of money. He's asking for $4 million to finance his inauguration. Huh. Now, why does he need to do that? And he says it'll probably, hopefully, maybe, could, well, or probably not, but it's going to be the last time that he asks for money, at least today. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Three 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Les Mis is coming to the Altria Theater, Broadway in Richmond. We got one of the stars who's going to join us at 4:35. Then at 5:35, our pal Mike Dickinson, you know, a citizen journalist, but also WWE expert. And I know he's got some reporter stuff he wants to talk about, but one of the things we have to talk about is this dust-up, allegedly, at Madison Square Garden between one of these guys who's injured, what was it, from the Giants, I think? And some of the WWE performers. Now, it is being treated as a gigantic story. And here's what I can tell you. Despite the coverage coming from the lamestream media here, if it involves WWE, if it involves anybody who is working for WWE, if there is any involvement, I'm here to tell you it's a work. So stop with the gigantic, oh my God, he's going to be this guy who is injured from the Giants and he's not playing and it's all blah, blah. Man, you got to lighten up. But anyway, we will get Mike Dickinson to weigh in on that. Taking a look, James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 434 says, Jeff, I wouldn't say we are wealthy, but we are blessed that my family and I have all that we need. Right. That's a certain level of security, right? To me, that's one of the best things ever. When you can sit back and say, hey, we're going to be okay. We're good. We'll be okay. It's a very powerful situation to be in. If you are desperate for a paycheck, well, then you're desperate. And then you're thinking, man, if I miss a paycheck, here's what is going to happen and here's what's not going to happen. And that is the worst possible place to be in. If you are at a place where you say, well, if the paycheck doesn't come, we'll be okay. Then you kind of live your life in a very, very different way. And it's a much better place to be. 804 says, Jeff, well, I guess the people who only have the white lights for Christmas are the same folks who are watching all their TV shows in black and white to this day. I personally would just love to see the Tournament of Roses parade with no color. How about Santa in an all-white suit as well? Wow. Somebody's got an attitude. Good for you. Sharon from Old Glen Allen says, good afternoon, Jeff. It's always multicolored lights here. We are seniors now with grown children, but we are still kids at heart. Long live the multicolored lights. Wow. And I got a special texter. Now, I'm going to have to share this. Then we'll listen to this moron Zamdani or Zamdam Morani or whatever. White lights are a sign of white privilege. Come on now. Somebody crazy is probably saying that as we speak. You know that. All right. Now, I have an official comment here from Santa's favorite elf. Now, a lot of people don't realize that Santa's favorite elf actually lives right here in Central Virginia. She lives down in Midlothian, in fact. My pal, Emily. Yeah, Emily Morrissey is actually Santa's favorite elf because Emily works overtime getting all of her beautiful bracelets ready for Christmas. And I am slightly behind because I did get my package with all the new Christmas bracelets. So I got to start doing photos each day so they can see what they look like because you need to order them. But anyway, so Emily was given the choice between white lights or the multicolored lights. Yeah. Which I am happy to hear. So her mom, Kristen, sent me a note and said, hey, Jeff, last night I asked Emily if she wanted white lights or the multicolored lights. I plugged in both sets right next to each other so that she could decide. After much thought, she chose the white lights. And Emily doesn't strike me as a particularly fancy person. All right. Well, hey. If it's white lights for Emily, then it's white lights for me, because I, well, you know, we love Emily. Which reminds me, God, you know, we're almost to Thanksgiving, and I don't think we've gotten an official Christmas parade invite yet. You know the way this works, right? And if you don't, I'm going to remind you about it. I don't do parades solo. I won't do them. And I do get a lot of invites. Or I have gotten a lot of invites. Well, could you like to do this? I will not do a parade by myself. Why? Because Emily is so much better at the parade duty than I am. So it's a package deal. Last year, we did the Dominion Energy Christmas parade, you know, the big one on CBS6 and the whole bit. And I don't know if Emily's available this year, but if she is, and we get an invite, or I get an invite, just make sure you invite both of us, because I don't do them alone. I will only do my parades if my my best buddy, Emily Morrissey, is right there beside me, okay? But we are. I think I'm available. I'll check the schedule. I got a couple of really cool things coming up around the holidays that I'm not allowed to talk about at the moment, but they're really cool, and I will let you know. And I'll let you know when I'm allowed to let you know. It'll probably be after the fact. All right, we've got a little snippet. Zoran, I'm trying to get it right. I really am. You think I'm trying to be funny. I really am trying. I think it's Zoran Mamdami, right? Is that it, Germ? Did I get it close? All right, so this is Zoran Mamdami, who promised everything to everybody. At the same time, he said, we will need to defund the police, and he hates cops, and he hates Jews, and he's going to order the three police officers that will be left at NYPD to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, all sorts of stupid stuff. And also said, oh, all of the buses are going to be free. All of the subways, I guess, will be free as well. Problem with that is that people are saying if that happens, then they're just going to become rolling homeless shelters. They're going to be populated with bums who will no longer have to pay. They won't have to get off the bus. And all the other free... the government supermarkets. You know, just like they had in the Soviet Union. They built beautiful supermarkets. They didn't have anything on the shelves. So anyway, here is the incoming mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdami, telling you all of this free stuff is really expensive, so you got to send him some money.
It's been 2 weeks since we won the election. We've been pretty busy.
Rejects the Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani.
Too often, this is a time of just celebration as opposed to preparation. We want to make it both.
A lot of these things are new, but one of them is pretty old. Fundraising. But why are we fundraising? Well, we have less than 50 days until we take office, and we have a lot to do. We have to vet the 50,000 resumes we've received. Thank you. We have to keep paying our incredible team. Thank you. And we have to plan not just our inauguration, but our policy implementation. Now, unlike the campaign, transitions do not get public matching funds from the city. So that 8-to-1 match, gone. It's up to us to raise the money. Usually campaigns take that as an opportunity to rely on wealthy donors, but that's not us. You've already been incredible. We've raised more than $1 million in just 2 weeks. Our average donation is around $77, and more than 12,000 of you have donated so far, which is much lower than the last administration's transition. But we're still asking for your help because we need to raise $4 million in total so January 1st can be the day we start to deliver, not start to prepare. I hope very soon not to have to ask you for money. But until then, I'm asking for you to go to transition2025.com and give whatever you can to help build a New York that everyone can afford. This is your city, and I can't wait to get to work.
I'm good.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, so here's what I can do. Here's how much I can send you. That's an official Bronx cheer. I can send you nothing. Why? Because you are about to do such terrible damage to New York City. But it is absolutely hysterical that this guy who promised all this free stuff is now saying it's going to cost $4 million for his, quote, transition. Well, I thought it was all free, dude. I thought the millionaires and billionaires up there were going to pay for it. The mean, nasty, evil business people were going to pay for it. How's that working out? You are asking regular folks to send you money. $4 million to put together your inauguration and transition team. Why doesn't your transition team work for free? I thought this was going to be that socialist paradise, man. From each according to ability to each according to need. Remember that? I mean, it's a hell of a theory. And it does work if you're in your family. If it's just you and the gang, you know, you and your immediate family, from each according to ability to each according to need, works great. Mom and dad are able to provide, and the kids have a lot of needs. It's pretty simple. If you start taking it outside the family, you might still be able to finesse it a little bit. You might still be able to make it work. It's when you get to the macro of from each according to ability to each according to need that the whole thing just poops the bed, doesn't it? Sure does. And did you hear about the public financing up there? Maybe this is part of the reason he was able to mount a winning campaign. 8-to-1 public financing? So the city of New York took taxpayer dollars at the rate of 8-to-1 for every dollar that Mr. Zoran Marx, or whatever the heck his name is there, raised. For every dollar, the city of New York gave him $8. Where'd those $8 come from? Why don't you give those $8 back, man? Why would you hang on to those? What an absolute unmitigated disaster he is for the city of New York. Now, I mean, he personally, look, the guy's never had a job. And he still lives in a rent-controlled apartment. He's gamed the system, even though his parents are multimillionaires. He's gamed the system his entire life. Now, well, terrible things are about to happen. Okay. Well, we'll see how that works out. James River Air text line always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.351 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Yesterday we got chatting a little bit about the credit card discussion. Remember that? And Steve the Painter, God bless him, said he has lived to be the age of 65 and has never once had a credit card. Not for anything. And he's lived his life. He's retired now. So, I mean, he's done okay. And I said, I just don't understand that. Maybe it is just a different look at things. But he did explain it was, what did he say here? I think it was, he said it was $500 a month for the painting company. And that's just kind of how he lived and lived his life that way, which is great. That painting sector, man, that's an interesting one. Someday I'll talk to you about that as well, because it's crazy. Yeah, $500 month to month with Sherwin-Williams. Wow. All right. Well, he did. Oh, and luck. He also credits luck. Well, I got a sneaking suspicion that given that Steve the Painter is actually an honest guy who does great work, that probably a little bit more than luck. But all right, that's a fascinating way to run a business. I don't know if you could run a business today in the same way. Think about it. Supplies and stuff. You've got to have some sort of an account. You've got to have some sort of line of credit, I would think. Oh, and somebody here, it doesn't say, it just says 804. Jeff, if you really are looking to sell the silver, Catherine in Richmond, that's it, Catherine in Richmond. If you're really looking to sell the silver you got from your mom's house, you can reach out to Billy at the Attic Consignments. Okay. I have no idea what that is, but I will try and track it down. And look into it. Well, because it wasn't like meaningful silverware. My folks thought, well, this is, we're in a corner of the world. We're going to be like that guy with the silver buried in the mountains. I was like, well, I don't know. You got like 20 pieces of silver forkware or something. I don't feel compelled to keep it. And if I can turn it into actual cash, I think I would. The other part of this discussion about the credit cards was, if you're using them properly, you can actually benefit, right? Amazon at the moment, if you go in with their Amazon Prime credit card, you will get a $250 gift card. Now, you can only use it, of course, at Amazon, but if you're already an Amazon customer, that's pretty, $250. It is, in fact, the highest amount it has ever been. In the past, they've had them at $50 and at $100. So the $250 one, I looked at Heidi, and Heidi looked at me and said, you know, we buy all this stuff on Amazon to begin with. And if you use the card, it's also a 5% refund. For us, it made sense. I think for other people, it will probably make sense. And they're probably, folks, probably Steve the Painter's going, man, I don't buy anything off of Amazon. Well, then it's not for you. You really do have to look at these things and try and figure out which ones will work for you. Now, I have a favor that I must ask of you. You've heard me talk about Mike Ivey and Journey's End Tattoo Studio for years, right? Because Mike Ivey and his shop, Journey's End Tattoo Studio, it's on Anderson Highway in Powhatan. And I know you're thinking, Jeff, it's in Powhatan. Everything is on Anderson Highway. True, but that's besides the point. He needs customers right now. He's been there forever. He's doing great work. Absolutely beautiful stuff. And he's at a point, he's posted this publicly, so I'm not violating any trusts or confidence. He said, you know, he's not sure he can keep the doggone doors open at Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan because he just doesn't have customers right now. So if you've been on the fence, I can tell you as somebody who is a fan of ink, Jeremy is not, so don't trust him. But for me, yeah, I know good ink. And that's why Mike is my personal ink slinger. If you've been thinking about something, you need something touched up, you want something covered up, I am urging you to reach out to somebody who has been part of our local community for decades and help them keep it open, okay? Now, here is Mike's number, 804-594-6395. 804-594-6395. You go and give them a call right now. Get a spot booked and get something lovely for the holidays. It is 356 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.